kind of a religious background. I was raised Catholic and developed a kind of a real appreciation for the Christian faith. And I always felt like I had some sort of calling on my life, but I never really knew what it was. Actually considered the priesthood when I was in high school and just realized it wasn't for me. Just wasn't a good fit for my temperament and my skills. But I loved math, and I was a bit of a geek, and I still am. And so I went to engineering school, studied mechanical engineering. But the first time I programmed a computer, I was hooked. And so I switched to kind of like an electrical engineering computer science major, and I wrote a lot of software over the years. And then the third thing that's always been a big part of me is I am just a diehard entrepreneur. Most businesses fail, and I know that, but I keep doing it anyway. So I think I'm a bit insane that way. I think we all are.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We had to make a very, very critical and difficult decision to initiate the evacuation. I couldn't risk the lives of thousands of people.
In Northern California, that's Butte County Sheriff Corey Honea, who says they feared that a dam's crumbling emergency spillway could fail, pouring floodwaters on communities below. So more than 200,000 people in Northern California fled their homes late yesterday amid that threat from the Oroville Dam. Now the situation seems to have improved a bit. At a news conference late last night, officials said there was no longer water flowing over the emergency spillway. More than 1,000 National Guard members, though, have been called on to help deal with this emergency. An emergency meeting called by the UN Security Council today to discuss North Korea's launch of a ballistic missile over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
High blood pressure is affecting Americans in epidemic proportions. If you're one of the millions trying to reduce your blood pressure to improve your health, there is a great new way to help you do it without drugs. It is the Zona, Z-O-N-A Plus. Air Force researchers discovered this effective and non-invasive treatment that works with isometric therapy. Check it out now at OrderZona.com or call 800-936-9080. Clinical studies have shown more than a 10% drop in blood pressure for regular users of Zona Plus. Get yours today by calling 800-936-9080 or going online to OrderZona.com. Listeners of this station will save $50 by using promo code USA2017. Reduce your blood pressure now the safe and drug-free way. 800-936-9080 or OrderZona.com and use promo code USA2017. That's 800-936-9080.
A military judge at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, scheduled to hear arguments today concerning accused deserter Bo Bergdahl. His lawyers say President Trump has poisoned the case against the Army sergeant and the case should be dismissed. Those lawyers saying comments Trump has made for years have hurt the soldier's ability to get a fair trial. Bergdahl was held by the Afghan Taliban for 5 years, but only after he walked away from a remote post in 2009, and he was freed after President Obama released five former high-ranking Taliban officials who'd been held at the prison at Guantanamo Bay. Texas Governor Greg Abbott seems to be mocking the NFL over reports the league could deny the Lone Star State future Super Bowls should a bathroom bill become law there. On his Twitter account, Abbott noting that NFL decision-makers also benched Tom Brady last season, and he says that ended with the NFL handing the Super Bowl trophy to Brady. We're powered by WesternJournalism.com. This is USA Radio News.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
Yet another violent weekend in the Windy City as two young girls are fighting for their lives after separate shootings on Saturday night on the south side of Chicago. They represent two of the at least 16 people shot in that city since Friday night. Five of those shootings were deadly. Brick-and-mortar retailers may be having trouble drawing millennials, but not when they announce they're closing some stores, as we hear from Lisa Lee.
Data compiled by Foursquare shows what it calls opportunist shoppers, especially millennials, rush to stores right after a closing is announced to take advantage of sales. Macy says the number of millennials among the opportunist shoppers grew 8% last year right after a closing was announced. Kmart says they jumped 10%. Foursquare also says loyal shoppers tend to stick to their favorite retailers, even if they have to travel longer distances to find one still open. The data shows competitors eventually benefit when a rival closes, but it can take several months, partly because shoppers spent all their money on the closing sales. I'm Lisa Lee.
Adele cleans up at the 2017 Grammy Awards, taking home Album of the Year for 25, as well as Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Best Pop Solo Performance, and Best Pop Vocal Album. And the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is taking over New York City. About 3,000 top dogs are competing through tomorrow, representing over 200 breeds. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
I seen your picture. Your name is lots of fun. students to have some other venues to practice there. See, President's Day coming up. Alice, you know what a state dinner is? It's when the White House hosts visiting dignitaries, and I was just sifting through some of the old menus. The recent ones, of course, got a little more reasonable, usually they're four-course meals, showcasing the best of what our country has to offer as far as food products. Years ago, decades ago, they were mainly for Congress, for in-house, let's call it. Now there can be several state areas a year during the administration, during the term of office, rather. And there are always nice occasions. I remember this 150,000 people. So the menus, or they might look a little bit similar to you, so we have many people. A lot of planning, and you need to execute well. Sometimes highly complex dishes are just like planning for you at home. So I thought with these state dinners, so something a common thing, I guess it's because of the location toward the south there. With the first course, and often, you know, it could be a soup or anything, but often it's cheese straws. Cheese straws, or croutons, which are called pastry crouts, various soup. Cheese straws, interesting how often those pull up. So I guess that would be instead of serving bread and butter. You've got your little crunch there, you've got the cheese, butter, Southern specialty, or bread, really expensive because shipping packaging, and you want to keep it fresh also. Send it off in a letter to yourself. Several ways to make it. Cheese straws are very delicate, very tasty. I'll give you a couple of ideas on that. We've got a great program this year.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
savory or desserts. So we've got a cup plus a tablespoon of water, 3 tablespoons of butter, chopped in small pieces if you like it, a pinch of salt. And you're going to cook this together. We make cream puff paste. Sometimes we use milk and shortening, sometimes water and shortening. When you start to see these recipes, you see some common threads. You're using water, the butter. You're going to cook that until the butter is melted. And then you've got 3/4 cup of flour, just regular all-purpose flour, and 1/4 cup of white cornmeal. And you mix this off the heat or over very, very low heat. It's sort of like a 1 spoon, something to, you want to mix it until the product is going to form kind of a mass and pull away from the pan. You want that at that stage of it. So it's either going very low heat or off the heat. Now, you want to let these cool. You're going to blend in a couple of eggs. That's what gives it the leavening, the puff. So what you do is transfer the mixture to your mixer with a paddle attachment. And once it's cooled off a little bit, you don't want it too cool. You want it, you know, just warm. You'll beat the eggs in one at a time. Also, you're going to add 3 jalapenos minced. Of course, you're going to take out the seeds and the membrane. Add in 2 tablespoons of grated Monterey Jack cheese. Fold in those jalapenos and Jack cheese after your eggs are totally blended in. You've got your oil at 375 degrees. Skillet, you don't have to really deep fry on it. You get a skillet with some high sides on it. And in a pastry bag, number 5 star, yeah, those little ridges there so you get lots of crunch and texture. And into the skillet, you just pipe some sticks.
That was washed away. My foundations were made of clay. As my soul slides down to die, how could I lose him? What did I try? Bit by bit, I realized that he was here with me. I looked into my father's eyes.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The United States of America stands behind Japan.
That's President Trump speaking over the weekend as he was hosting the Japanese Prime Minister at news that North Korea had conducted a ballistic missile test. Now the United Nations Security Council is holding an urgent meeting today about it at the request of the U.S., Japan, and South Korea. A judge today reviewing the case of a Pennsylvania trio allegedly caught with a cache of weapons in New Jersey last year. Scott Pringle explains.
Defense lawyers for John Cramsey, Dean Smith, and Kimberly Arndt argue they were pulled over because they were driving a truck with pro-Second Amendment decals. Port Authority police say it was for a cracked windshield. At issue is whether authorities had probable cause to stop the vehicle just before it entered the Holland Tunnel back in June. It was allegedly loaded with weapons.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Staples. It's Monday morning, and you've got a schedule full of meetings. But what if you aren't feeling well? Staples' 7th annual cold and flu survey reveals that nearly 80% of U.S. workers go into the office when they are ill, despite being aware of the danger it presents to their workplace. 73% of those surveyed also report that they caught a cold or the flu in their office last year, with nearly one-third citing their sick coworkers as the culprit. Chris Correnti, VP and General Manager of Staples Facility Solutions, offers some advice.
Staying home from work when you're feeling ill can often feel like a tough choice to make. But it's a necessary one. Not only are you spreading germs, but sick employees are generally less productive and can impact a business's bottom line. Cold and flu viruses can live on a surface for up to 3 days, so keep germs at bay by washing your hands and disinfecting your workspace regularly.
For more tips and resources, visit www.staplesadvantage.com.
kitchen is a great laboratory. A commercial kitchen, of course, well stocked. So, thinking, yeah, I'm looking at these cheese straws, and I like the item called Frico, which is just good hard cheese. I believe there's a specific one you could use, but I find Asiago works very well for fresh Parmesan shredded. Made it with cheddar, but you really want a good, sharp, natural cheese. You don't want processed cheese, although I think there was, I saw it, you know, like a hamburger show one time. You put American cheese so it overlaps outside the burger and kind of browns on the grill. But your natural cheeses do this a lot better. I tried it with some provolone, which wasn't bad, probably an aged, I think, slices of cheese for one thing, but I think shredding it works well for this. So you need a nonstick pan, and for multiple pieces of this, you can actually do it in the oven on a baking sheet. I was sort of, you know, a couple of times, so nonstick pan, you get it warmed up, you put the little amount of the shredded cheese in there and start to cook it. Of course, it melts and it gets very lacy looking. All these little bubbles show, and you have to be patient. You do it kind of slowly. You don't want to burn it too quickly. And with a spatula, after a while, of course, some of the butter fats come on the cheese, and it will loosen up. You can move it around. Now, I've done these where you get the first side, like a pancake, get it nice and well cooked, and then flip it over. Finish the other side, and you can form little bowls, or even just keep them as, you know, a big wafer that you can break into pieces. You want to cook it enough, it's going to still seem a little bit soft when it comes out of the pan, but once it comes to room temperature, it will firm up. It should get nice and crispy. What I did with these was, I was cooking, got the one side cooked, got it some brown, so it was loosened up. And I kind of rolled it with the edge of the spatula, rolled it into kind of a cigar shape.
instead senior care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
pastry kind of steams with the meat. The pastry, I don't think ever comes that great. I mean, maybe a pie pastry might be a little bit better for that, but a Wellington meat steamed inside the pastry. Well, this is, the roast is going to, you have to roll the way, it's going to roast inside this meatloaf. It's kind of cool. You need a 375 degree oven, and it's going to take about 40 to 45 minutes. You want it rare on the inside.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.